You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. This is episode 17, How the World Sees You. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hey, Kirsty from the Untrapped Life podcast here. And just like you, I'm a mom and I'm learning about business. I'm learning how to fit it in around my kids and life and looking for tips that just really fit me. So you know what? I was super excited to find the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, and I know that you'll love it too. It's a great, great show. I hope that you enjoy it.
Thanks so much for that kind introduction, Kirsty. Kirsty is a fellow podcasting friend, and she's doing a great job with her podcast, The Untrapped Life. She brings on the most interesting guests who talk about just living the life of their dreams, being location independent and doing what they've always wanted to do. So check her out. Today on the show, we're going to discuss how the world sees you. Discover your highest value through the science of fascination. This is a book by Sally Hogshead. I'm not just going to do a book review for you though. I'm going to dive in and tell you how I, Beth Ann, my sister Sarah, and our mom all took Sally Hogshead's test, and it really has informed us as to how we relate to other people, how other people see us, and what our advantages are, and also what our disadvantages might be, and how we can bring those all together to become a really strong team as a business. I highly recommend you take Sally Hogshead's test if you haven't already. You can find a link to take the test for free over on Entrepreneur on Fire, his interview, John Lee Dumas's interview with Sally Hogshead, and also on Social Media Examiner. So I will link to both of those podcast episodes in our show notes, so don't worry about that. You can find the show notes at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/1717. Okay, so in Sally's book, she talks about the 7 advantages. So these are the parts of you that make you unique. They are not just your personality type. It's so much more than that. It's how you relate to the world. It's how the world sees you. And so this is getting beyond ourselves, and it's really a relational focus in her book and in how you play up your strengths and try to find those situations that work well with your strengths, and you find other people who are good at those things that maybe you're weak at. So the 7 advantages that Sally discusses are innovation, which is essentially the language of creativity and problem solving. Number 2 is passion. It's the language of relationships. These are people who have social skills. Not that the other personality types don't have social skills, but it's just more their strength. The 3rd one is power. This is the language of confidence. These are typically people who like to be leaders. The 4th one is prestige. This is the language of excellence. These are typically, this would be an overachiever. They have very high standards for everything they do. The 5th one is mystique. This is the language of listening. So these individuals are more independent, more logical and observant. The 6th advantage is trust. This is the language of stability, of being dependable or familiar. And the 7th advantage is alert. These are individuals who focus on details and they are very precise. So there's not just 7 archetypes, as Sally calls them, there's actually 49, because what she does is after you take this test, she'll pick your 2 highest advantages. You'll have a primary advantage and a secondary advantage. And then she also shows you what your lowest score was, so you know what your disadvantage was. And I found this to be really, really important, knowing what my weakest point was, because I know that the team I create around me, the team I have in my business, and even let's say the team in my life, my friends, my spouse, if you can at all help it, you want people who compliment you, who their advantage would be the thing that is your disadvantage. And I thought it was really interesting that Sally shares in her book that often a manager will hire duplicates of themselves because you're naturally drawn to other people who are like you. You relate to them. You both are seeing the world the same way and you're attracted to that person. But This is a huge mistake to just hire a whole bunch of mini yous to walk around. I mean, your business will not be successful if that's the case. So you need to be looking at people who have different strengths. The other really important thing that Sally discusses in this book that I just loved was the focus on not changing yourself, but becoming more of who you really are. I think so many self-help books out there are all about changing yourself, becoming different, becoming a different person. And yes, of course, there are always areas where we can be improving, but we've also each been created differently. We each bring something unique to this world, and we should be embracing that. I don't ever want to look at someone else and say, wow, I want to be just like them. No, I want to be the best me I can be. And so for me, taking this test and knowing what my advantages were has been so empowering, because now I know how to put my best foot forward. I know what I'm good at and what I need to play up. And I also know what my weakest points are. And so these are the situations where, I mean, not that I can avoid them altogether, but I'm not going to focus on those things. And I really like this quote that Sally had in her book. Sally says, "You are the custodian of your personality. It's your responsibility to conserve it for highest and best use." She also says, 100% yourself trumps 100% perfect any day. I love this. Okay, so now that you've gotten a bit of a taste of what Sally's book is about, and you can check out more in her interviews with Entrepreneur on Fire and Social Media Examiner. Links will be in our show notes. But I'm going to dig into how I, my sister, and my mom have taken the test and how we apply it to the way we work together as a team. So my primary advantage I discovered is passion. So this means that I'm a more emotional person. I have to be emotionally invested in something in order to get excited about it. I'm social. I need to connect with people. My secondary advantage is innovation. So I like to think creatively. I like to come up with new things. And I will say I've always known this about myself. I love new things to a fault. If something is new, chances are I will love it just because it's new. I also, because of this, though, have a tendency to get tired of the old. I come up with ideas very quickly, but then I'm on to the next thing. I get bored easily if I don't have the chance to brainstorm and be out of the box and be creative. So when you combine that primary advantage of passion, secondary innovation, my archetype out of the 49 different types, mine is the catalyst. So this person is out of the box, social, and energizing. This fits me perfectly. I am that person who gets excited about everything, and I really have trouble relating to people who are more all the same tone all the time, who kind of never get excited and never get riled up. I am very enthusiastic about things that I'm doing, and I expect others to jump on board and be excited too. My primary disadvantage is trust. So this means I'm not very dependable. I am not predictable. I hate routine. I hate repetition. I mean, it is pulling teeth to give me a task that I have to repeat over and over and over again. I would just rather do anything else. So it was interesting when I learned that I'm the catalyst. I started to understand myself better and the ways that I work. And I also understood why, when I used to work as a nurse, it was challenging for me. On the one hand, the passion side of my personality loved relating to my patients and helping them and connecting with them and their families. But the innovation side of my personality was just squelched every single day. In nursing, you need to have that trust personality showing through. You need to either that or that alert side that's detail-oriented and precise. And I have neither of those strengths. And so whereas other nurses we're perfectly content to say, this is the way it's always been done, so I'm going to do it this way over and over and over. I was always asking questions, but why do we do it this way? Why can't I do it this way instead? Why do I have to chart the same thing on every single patient? This makes no sense to me. I would have been so content to freeform all of my charting and write paragraphs on all my patients, but checking boxes and doing the same thing over and over, or just even caring for a patient in the same way, it just really squelched the innovation side of my personality. So my sister Sarah, who is a CPA by trade, her archetype is the evolutionary. So her primary advantage is trust and her secondary advantage is innovation. They are known as the laid-back rebels. So as a CPA, Sarah did an excellent job. There was actually an occasion where her boss just gave her a raise just so Sarah would keep working there. Sarah didn't even ask for a raise. They were just like, you're good. We want to keep you. Please stay. Here's more money. But the thing is, Sarah has always wanted to be an entrepreneur. That's the innovation side of her personality coming out. Even though she could be an excellent accountant because the trust side of her personality was dependable, predictable, could kind of do those same tasks over and over that are required for being an accountant, the innovation side of her was also being squelched in accounting. This is also why Sarah and I can brainstorm together for hours. We both bring innovation to the table, and so we just bounce ideas off of each other like crazy. But the beauty of this is my weakest point is trust. That's Sarah's strongest point. So oftentimes, I'll get the idea rolling for a project. I'll be super excited about it. Sarah is the one who keeps it going, who keeps the momentum up. One thing it says about Sarah's personality as the evolutionary is that she drives change by continuously tweaking procedures and updating products. I've seen this to be true. In our Etsy shop, I'm the one who says, let's come up with a great new product, or let's come up with this brand new way to promote ourselves on someone else's blog. Sarah is all about improving what we've already done, tweaking the listings we already have, tweaking the photos we already have. So that's very interesting. I will say, though, that now understanding that Sarah has just as strong of an innovative side as I have is helping me to foster that in her, because what Sarah will often say to me is, I want to be creative too. I don't just want to be stuck tying up the loose ends of all of your ideas. I want to create. I want to brainstorm. So I'm realizing that we need to have somebody else on board who maybe they have alert and trust as part of their advantages so that they can tie up all the loose ends for us and Sarah has a little bit more room to be a leader and to innovate. Now, our mom, Mary Beth, who you probably haven't really heard about yet on the podcast because she doesn't host with us, and you'll understand when you hear about her personality why that is, but she is an equal business partner with us. So she is always working behind the scenes to help us get things done. So mom's archetype is the anchor. This is someone whose primary advantage is trust and their secondary advantage is mystique. And again, my mom's dormant advantage is prestige. This was actually Sarah's dormant advantage as well. This is meaning like their weakest point. And I noticed when I actually looked at my results and kind of the levels of all seven different types, prestige was my third highest. So I do have this bit of a perfectionist that lurks in the background. And if I see work that Sarah or mom has done that I think is like not quite up to standards, I'll say something, I'll tweak it, I'll hone it. And oftentimes when I talk about our goals for the business, I say things like, I want to be the best resource for business advice for moms getting started. Or I want to be the leading website to do this or the leading podcast in this field. And Sarah and mom usually just kind of smile and nod like, okay, sure, Bethann, sounds great. That's not their advantage. They really don't care about that as much. And it's not that they don't want to do good work and the things that they do, but to them, there's no real value that's placed on being the best or having awards on their walls or getting noticed or getting recognition. They care more about working together as a team. They care more about making a difference in maybe a more subtle way. So as the anchor, mom is protective, purposeful, and analytical. And when it describes her personality, Sally says things like, people value your solid advice. People love the fact that you stay calm under pressure. And I have to say that growing up, I had this idea that all moms had this keen ability to know what to do in a crisis, and they just stayed calm and cool and they problem solved and they figured it all out. And I thought when I became a mom that I would magically get this character trait too. Well, it turns out I've realized as a nurse that not all moms are this way. I have seen some crazy moms who don't react well to stress or pressure at all. And that's okay. They have other strengths. But it just goes to show you that this isn't a mom thing. This is a my mom thing. It's because her archetype is the anchor that she's able to stay calm and do well under pressure. Whereas with me having that passion side of my personality, I do not do as well in a crisis type of situation. It's not that I can't perform well under pressure. I definitely can be a great public speaker when I need to under pressure, which probably also goes along with passion and relating to others. But if there is a real challenge going on, my first reaction is to kind of pull my hair and go, oh, what do I do? And whereas mom is staying cool, calm, collected, and she will solve that problem before I've even quit pulling my hair out. So that's mom's strength. It's interesting too because my mom's part-time job is working in the office at the church that she attends. In some ways, this is a great fit for her, with trust being her primary advantage, because she does some of the same tasks every single week. It's a little bit more predictable. And also with Mystique being her secondary advantage, which is the language of listening, she does talk with a lot of people on the phone and in person who attend the church. So she is able to relate to them well, to listen and to understand. Now, in other ways, sometimes working at a church office can be a challenge for my mom because she is surrounded by a lot of other individuals who might have more of that passion side of their personality. I think a lot of pastors probably have more of the passion side. They're relational. They're maybe a bit more emotional. And in addition, they might have that power side where they want to be the leader. They want to be in charge. So my mom really can balance these personalities out well. She stays calm. She's understanding. Well, I could really talk on and on about these different archetypes and how they work together, how they can complement each other, and how you in your business can create a really solid team by incorporating a variety of these different archetypes into your team at work. But I'm going to have to cut this short, and I just want to encourage you, check out our show notes so that you can go find links to the places where you can grab Sally's test for free. But also check out her book, because Sally just is so enthusiastic about this whole concept of how the world sees you. She teaches it in a really fabulous way. I listened to the audiobook form of this book, and it was so great. Sally also happens to have the catalyst archetype, just like me. So I think I just related to her right off the bat from that. I knew there was something that drew me to her personality, and after taking the test, I figured out why. But the funny thing is, Sally and I probably shouldn't work together because we need some people with some other archetypes to help balance us out. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you learned something really valuable. I hope you'll go take the test and just get that aha moment of realizing this is what I've been looking for. This is how people see me. This is how I can play up my strengths. Go check out the show notes, brilliantbusinessmoms.com/17. Take the test, and we'd love it if you'd share with us in the comments, or you'd go over to Facebook and share with us your results and how it's kind of helped shape who you are and how you're going to use that to play up your strengths in your life, in your job, in everything you do. That's all for today. Now it's your turn to go out there and be brilliant.